And that's a little bit of the Lack family there, and we've got them live in the studio. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, we got Scott and Deborah and Chloe and Sarah and
Paula.
Yes, I did pretty good there.
Pretty good.
Well, I've heard a lot of you guys just over the week, and you were playing at across the street last night. You guys sounded great.
Having fun in
Haines so far?
Yes.
Oh, love Haines.
Oh, love it.
Great. And you, how was sound check?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
As always.
The funnest part.
Right? No stress.
No, zero zip.
Excellent. Well, always a pleasure to have you guys in the Upper Lynn Canal, and especially on a beautiful day like today.
Oh, yeah.
And what would you guys like to share with us?
Hey, well, we got a little song here that, were you talking song or like stories?
Oh, well, you know, this is kind of your time, too. So, I mean, you're here for the fair, so you're playing, today and tomorrow and Sunday, right?
Not tomorrow. Oh. Playing today on the park stage, 4 to 5, and then Saturday main stage, 7 to 9.
But tomorrow night we are playing.
Yeah, and we purposely booked it, so we start right after the fair. So 9 to 11 at the Fog Cutter, so everybody can just come on over after the fair is over.
Right on, yeah. It's always a lot of good music after the fair as well around town.
Mm-hmm.
You probably hear it from wherever you are.
Yeah, pretty much.
Doors open. Well, that's cool. But today and then Sunday morning, right, at the fair as well?
Yeah, that's right. Noon, right, yeah.
Great. Well, I'm excited. And, well, what would you guys like to play a song first?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Sure.
And Paula, do you want to tell them about this song?
Okay, well, Scott and I have 4 daughters. And 5 granddaughters, so lots of sisters in this family. So,
we'll take a special collection for me after the show.
That's lame. But anyway, so 3 of our daughters are in the band with us, and several years ago, we wrote this song about sisters and the things that we do together in life every day in the mountains in California. So, here
ready?
It is.
All right, here we go.
Cold weather, we stick together, stack the wood, stoke the fire, tell me stories of springtime glories of sun and rain and walks and all. The cold is coming fast, thick clouds cover the sky. Awaking up, seeing girls
beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, excellent. Bringing those California summer vibes. Feel it. I could just
we
feel that.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes it feel good.
Yeah.
Makes it feel good. So, yeah. So, you know, I'm, and others might be familiar with where you're from in California, but maybe for our listeners that haven't heard you guys before, where I know you've been here a bunch, but
yeah, this is our second home now. But they all look at me to answer, so I will tell you, we are not originally from Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But 13 years ago, when we started full time, we started spending our winters up in the mountains of California, up near Yosemite in the mountains, and that's where this song was written. We got up there and beautiful place, and just we'd never chopped wood in our day in our life, you know, didn't even know how to burn wood, you know, because we just went and flipped a switch in the house, you know, on the East Coast. And now they're mountain women, you know, full grown mountain women, and they know how to start fires and, you know, just living out in the wilderness, and it's great. So this reminds us of home, but then the mountains are a little bit bigger here.
Yeah. At least, like right here, right next to you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. Yeah, I love the mountains of California around there.
It's, absolutely,
it's a lot of good vibes there too. And yeah, so the Diggin' Dirt band is also from kind of that Northern California area.
Really?
Too. So bringing a lot of California vibes up for the fair. So
we gotta stay together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you guys have a story or another song you'd like to share with us?
Well, I do have a cool story.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in Mexico. Actually, we were here in the wintertime. I don't know if you knew that.
This winter,
January
yeah.
and February. We wanted to come and be here for the community after the slide and mm-hmm. everything. And we spent 5 weeks here and just went and hung out with people in their houses, you know, worked at the church, just did whatever we could to just, you know, help bring some hope, you know. And so... that was awesome. But the other part of the story is we had to thaw out. So we went to Mexico just a week after we got home back to California. And so, but right after I got there, my dad had called and told me that my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And, it was heavy. It was hard. And, you know, and this is a hopeful story. Yeah. So just a couple weeks after that, we got word that my mom had got her test results back as negative for the cancer. And so, yeah, they couldn't find it. So we were just like 2 weeks of hell. And then all of a sudden it just came back and everything was just all good again. And then we actually went and saw her on Mother's Day, but we had booked those flights during the 2 weeks that we thought we weren't going to have her for very long.
Right.
And so instead of this like sitting by her bedside thing, visiting over in Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area, we're celebrating, and we just happened to be there on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So that's one good. Of the most amazing Mother's Day we've ever had. Paula's mom was there. My mom was there, happy and healthy even after the surgery, and the whole family. And we're standing around the table, and we just sang this chorus, like, because we're kind of a singing family, and we're just singing this, thank you, Lord, you know, and I was just like a mess, you know. I was just like, so anyway, that's a really hopeful story. So hopefully people... you know, can, so some people are just sick and they, you know, life has no more joy or meaning, you know, when you're sick. And so we just hope that people hear that story and know that there's hope, you know.
And you wrote a song about it, which we're going to share at the Gospel Hour on the stage,
on
the main stage at the fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to sing that song on Sunday at noon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Unless you wanted to sing it now, but.
No, we'll save it.
We'll save it. Save it. Yeah. Okay, we're going to save it. Yeah. Saving it.
We'll get people there.
Yeah. Well, that's great. We've got a little bit more time. If you guys want to play another song.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be great.
This has a little snap 25. To it.
Which one?
We'll do this one.
This one.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. You can snap along with us.
Okay. Hold on. You can all snap. Not a tune.
That's good.
People can listen to the tuning sound.
The tuning vamp, doing the tuning vamp.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ready?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Here I am in the dead of night, looking up at the starry sky, and I see your eyes looking down at me. Ow! Why don't my friends look me in the eye? It's like the mind was paralyzed, hypnotized. What do with your life? And I said, ooh, 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 ooh.
So much fun. And so all our listeners are aware of the setup here. So we've got Chloe right on the mandolin and the guitar occasionally. Sarah on the cajon, which is a box drum, and singing. And Scott on acoustic guitar. And Deborah and Paula singing as well, with Paula doing the finger percussion as well.
Clapping, snapping.
Claps and snaps. Yeah, clap and snap. Yeah. Snap, clap.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to play the shaker or the tambourine because I mess up really bad.
Oh.
They all make fun of me. So, yeah.
Well, no making fun of anyone here because you guys are excellent and so much. And thank you so much for bringing such joy and good vibes to Haynes and the radio. And we're really excited to hear and see you, more of you at the fair. So once again, you guys are playing tonight.
Yep, 4 to 5.
4 to 5 at the park stage tonight.
Tomorrow
7 to 9 on the main stage. No, Saturday 7 to 9 on the main stage. Yes, because I know you guys are right after Wild Baby.
Yeah.
And then Sunday at noon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Starting off the fair.
Tomorrow 9 to 11 if you want to.
Right, at the Fog Cutter.
Fair, at the Fog Cutter.
Right,
yeah.
I'm not supposed to say that. You can say that.
Yes. Fog Cutter.
Hey.
It's you're the guest. I'm the host.
Thank
well,
you so much.
Yeah,
for
thank
us.
You, yes. Scott and Chloe and Deborah and Sarah and Paula.
Yes.
Wow, you was good.
Yeah, I was a guy. Well, we're gonna head back over to World Cafe in progress. Thanks for helping us do our own little World Cafe interview today here, which is excellent. And yeah, thanks again.
See you later.
Adios.